It's that time once again. Easter is right around the corner for most of us, and RB Wick is organizing his annual Easter egg hunt, but it's unlike any Easter egg hunt that you're probably familiar with. RB joins us right now. Good morning. Again, thank you so much for joining us today on the Morning News, RB.
Hey, hello.
Hi there. So what makes your egg hunt, and I already know the answer, but I'm going to ask you personally, what makes your egg hunt stand out from any other that most people are familiar with in the community?
Well, it's community-wide. I think that probably does it there. It's open to everybody. Any member of the community is welcome to participate. No age restrictions. The prizes, I think the prizes are not just pieces of candy. Like, you can win some serious prizes. You win actual silver coins. You can win the top prize is a $2,500 value prize. You can win $500 gift certificates to a couple stores. There's also some business cards, gift cards that have been given to us to disperse as well from local businesses that wanted to help out too.
Oh, wow. So these are some lucrative prizes that we're offering here. Genuinely, you don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So let's talk logistics. When all is the Easter egg hunt going to be held?
It's going to be held March 30th, pretty much sunrise, right? So people are going to be hiding Easter eggs. Volunteers are going to be hiding Easter eggs starting Friday night and carrying through to Saturday through noon. So you can go through any public parks, should have them. Public spaces, and we'll have a list of the parks that people will be hiding on our Facebook pages.
Okay, so it's not like you're being encouraged to go out into like an open field off of the Hannigan and try looking around for an Easter egg. I guarantee you're not going to find an Easter egg out in those pastures.
No, you're going to find a cow patty, and that's about it.
That's as good a prize as any if you're into that stuff. I don't know. Listen, I'm not going to judge here. So I was thinking about it. You had mentioned when the eggs are getting hidden and whatnot. I thought you'd be hiding them by now, considering the number in which you have to hide out in these public spaces. But you want to make sure people don't have too much of a time period ahead of time to try and snope that stuff out, right?
Right, right. So we have a lot of volunteers, and we are actually, if anybody's listening, they want to help volunteer, feel free to reach out. We are willing to take more egg hiders because they're really the ones that made the difference last year. They hide them throughout the day up until noon, and we were getting people finding them throughout the day because, you know, some people will come through and try to hoard them all for themselves. There's a limit of two per person, but having the waves of hiders really helped.
That's really good to know. And if folks do want to volunteer, you said they can contact you. What's the best way to reach you?
They can reach out to RB's Treasure Hunt page on Facebook, or they can call the Bellingham Coin Shop and we'll take their information down.
Fabulous. Now, this egg hunt encompasses just the public spaces within the city of Bellingham, or is this this isn't a countywide effort, is it?
This is absolutely countywide. There are people in Blaine, Nooksack, Everson that have reached out that want to hide eggs. And if people reach out from Sumas, Linden, we'll happily, Ferndale, we'll happily give them some eggs to hide in those communities.
Mount Baker?
They will just, Mount Baker, please. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Any place in Whatcom County, if you want to hide eggs, if there's other people that can find them, we are willing to hand them out. This is about getting as much of the community involved and, Maple Falls, we love all of Whatcom County, so. Want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity here.
All right, folks, you hear that? This is where you want to chime in and get your communities in on this action. And again, this isn't just for kids. This is all ages, all encompassing. Is there any amount that folks have to give in order to join the Easter egg hunt, or is this completely free?
This is absolutely free. Every year we hear stories about people wanting to spend time with their family to go hunt for Easter eggs. And I'm talking about, like, last year the grand prize was won by somebody who came up from college from UW to spend time with their parents, and they found the grand prize. The stories make it worth it for me and for everybody else involved. So it's free. You can participate for free. You can win these prizes for free, and I think everybody will find that the real treasure is the experience.
And it's all the friends that they made along the way, usually is the end that I've heard of most occasions. And you've been doing this for a while. This is a couple of years that you've been doing your treasure hunt, your egg hunt, whatever you want to call it. And you've gotten more memories than that, I'm sure, from over the years from folks who have got come back to you with their stories of how they found their prizes.
Yeah. Well, this is the seventh year we put on this Easter egg hunt. And I hope to just make it grow up bigger and bigger and hope to stretch down into other counties. But yeah, the stories are what makes it worth it here, for sure.
Right on. Have you heard any stories of folks maybe trying to do like copycat events on other holidays or Easter? And is that something you would encourage or discourage?
Oh, I think if people want to help get the community involved, that's what this is about. And I mean, I hide treasure chests throughout the year. But I really want to encourage everybody to participate. If they want to put on a little treasure hunt, they need advice, feel free to reach out. I'm happy to help with that. I have somebody that's going to Florida and that wants me to give them a treasure chest so that they can hide it in Florida and they can get people in Florida involved. It doesn't take much to do a lot. And that's kind of my whole messaging on this, is we can all do a little, and it can go much further than we realize.
Right on. And I didn't realize that you were hiding treasure chests year-round. That's a bit of an Easter egg, if you will, but thank you. So year-round, I imagine throughout the Whatcom County community, that's just something you put in there. Is that prize a bigger stake than what you have for this Easter egg hunt this time around, or is that just something you conjure up?
No, generally, no. The treasure hunts are more low-key. You know, the prizes are a treasure box full of, you know, maybe $500, maybe $1,000 worth of treasure total. I mean, there's about $12,000 in prizes for the Easter egg hunt, so definitely the treasure hunts are much smaller stake. But those stretch down into, I mean, we have one hidden in Chelan County right now. We're waiting for the snow to melt. I mean, so we've hid one in OMAC area. We've hidden one in Skagit. So we've definitely branched out, and we hope to do a lot more.
Okay, this is a man that is very serious about his treasure hunting and treasure hiding capabilities. If you want to take in on all the fun and action, again, Saturday, March 30th at sun up is when you're going to have to start digging for these eggs. And once again, all public parts and public spaces within Whatcom County are fair game, correct?
That's correct. And you want to make sure that you bring them back to the shop between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Saturday, our parking lot. We will have a big tent set up and be redeeming the prizes, and you won't know what you get until you show up.
That's a fact. And Arby, where is your shop located so that folks can get that address in ahead of time?
1806 Cornwall Avenue, one block south of Bellingham High School.
There you go. Arby Wick, he's organizing the annual treasure-filled Easter egg hunt. Again, that's Saturday, March 30th. Arby, again, thank you so much. Hope you have a blast this year during your treasure hunting and finding extravaganza.
I absolutely will. Thanks for having us on.